What is up, guys? It is Just Yavin, your number two radio show on air. Don't fact check that. Morning jitters. We are joined by
Ryan
and
Killian.
Wow, that's really loud. Sorry, guys.
6-7.
No, that's just for you. It was just loud for you. So, even though it's Tuesday, how was your guys' weekends?
It was all right.
It was pretty good. I enjoyed my weekend. At least I had baseball, and then I had church all of Sunday.
How was your weekend?
It was all right.
Yeah, all right.
Played football?
Playing football, yeah.
Absolutely destroyed Greencastle.
Nice.
And JV and varsity.
How did
98-13?
How did Ben Davis play?
I heard they lost like 46-0.
That's rough.
Yikes.
That is rough. What about them Colts though? 40-6.
Bro, you need to talk, bro.
My bad. I'm just a Colts hater.
In Indiana? That's dangerous.
Yes, I am. I know.
Okay. Well, we got the big board up here, so
I don't know if this stuff is outdated.
Well, some of it is. Fall break is October 18th through November 2nd, so if you're expecting to listen to any of your favorite radio shows, none of those will be going on through October 18th to November 2nd.
Very sad. Very sad.
And then what else do we have? I think that's all for the big board because it's not fully updated.
The big board is more for the Voices of the West Side.
Yeah, but we cover it on this
show.
Yeah,
we do. So, first topic of this show day. What is your guys' favorite wild animal?
Well, that's kind of hard because animals vary, very, like, it's a small group.
Not bugs, just
dogs.
No, but
they can,
like,
be really nice.
I don't like a certain animal. I like a reptile. A reptile's not an animal. A reptile's a reptile.
What?
like you have mammals, you have reptiles. But I have a bug that's my favorite.
Dog, what are you on?
Animal.
Reptiles are animals.
They're reptiles. Wait. Oh, okay. I thought that you were talking about, like, the different categories of
animals. I didn't say mammal. I said animal.
Oh, okay. Well, my favorite bug is a praying mantis.
I mean, that's the only cool bug.
That's just not true.
Okay, what's the coolest bug?
Well, let's see. A scorpion counts as a bug, actually. So scorpions are pretty cool. Plus, you got, like, Hold on. I know the name.
Spider-Man's my favorite bug.
You got the Hercules beetle, the assassin bug, the cuckoo wasp, the gray's leaf insect, the orchid mantis, green milkweed locust, Picasso moth, thorn bug.
Bro, these just sound like ancient recipes for medicine.
They look-y do that.
Like, butterflies are also bugs. Butterflies are awesome.
Like the cuckoo horn bug?
I got you, bro. Like, the cuckoo wasp they are parasitic experts. They lay their eggs in other insects' nests.
Okay.
What?
They are also known as emerald wasps because of their bright emerald colored body.
Okay.
And then the Hercules beetle is one of the largest flying insects known for its strength and distinctive horns.
Yeah, and they also like trying to prove to their godfather.
Exactly.
That they're strong.
And then the assassin bug is a predatory insect that uses its long mouth to pierce and suck its prey.
The more you learn.
Ding, ding, ding,
the
ding.
Gray leaf insect is a leaf insect that resembles leaves. It is native to Southeast Asia,
I think it
including
would
Malaysia and parts of Indonesia. Orchid mantis is a fascinating insect that resembles a delicate flower. It's a master of camouflage and a mimicry.
Okay. So, on to you, Mr. Ryan.
Are we talking about insects now, or
No, what's your favorite animal?
Oh, dog.
No, that's wild.
Yeah, dogs can be wild.
Yeah, dogs can be wild. Actually, most dogs in the world are actually wild.
Wild dog. My favorite wild animal, probably capybara.
Yeah.
I love those things, dude.
Do you want to see a video?
What?
Of a capybara?
Yeah, I've already seen videos of capybaras.
No.
No, actually, I changed my statement. Capybaras are number two. My favorite wild animal is mudang.
What you know about mooses?
I didn't say
moose. He didn't say mudang. I mean, he didn't say moose.
I know. Mudang. I said what you know about moose.
They're terrifying, tall, and really
you're
mean.
Weird, bro. What is that? What? This mudang thing is ugly.
Let me see.
It's literally a hippo.
It's a tiny pygmy hippo. It's cute.
Bro, this thing is not cute.
Guys, if you don't know what mudang is,
look it up.
Once you're done driving, if you're parked, look it up. Only if you're parked, though.
It's basically just a baby hippo.
It's a baby hippopotamus, and mudang translates to bouncy pork.
Yeah.
What?
But it's a pygmy hippopotamus. Reciting at Kao Kao Open Zoo in Siraja Khonburi, Thailand. She gained. Oh, that's her name. Pygmy. Mudang.
Yeah, Mudang.
Mudang is a pet. That's her name.
Yeah, Mudang is the name of the hippo because that's what her name is in Thailand, which translates in English to bouncy pork.
Yep. She gained widespread attention as an internet meme at 2 months old after photos of her went viral online in September 2024. She was born July 10th of 2024, and her species is a Curopsis librinensis.
What?
So
we ain't here for science talk.
I mean, yeah, but we're here to just talk. So
yeah. I was just saying, mudang is adorable.
And then the wild dogs...
What's your sign language?
What dogs are most wild?
Dula, put your sign language down.
Wild. And the most wild dogs that you'll probably find are probably African wild dogs, gray wolf, coyotes, and doyles, and pit bulls. Especially since most people think pit bulls are dangerous, they are kind of just thrown to the side, which is
they
kind of
sad. Big babies. If you train them to be.
Right.
Pit bulls are the biggest babies.
Pit bulls are, they fill animal shelters. And it's really big, sad.
When we say they're big babies, we don't mean that they're big babies. We mean that they're big babies.
They are really nice animals.
They're just big.
If you treat them right and you treat them with loving and kind, caring, and passionate love. Then they
that's
are
just, what? That's just love, dog. That's they are just a definition of love.
They are the most kind, caring animals ever. Other than golden retrievers, but I don't want a golden retriever. I want a pit bull massive mix. I want my pit bull to be like built, like buff. I want him to protect me. So,
yeah, they won't.
Yes, they will. I'll train it, bro.
Yeah, if you train it, but if you get a pit bull and you don't,
like that, bro.
If you don't train your pit bull, if someone breaks into your house, they'll literally just go up to a robber and be like, lick?
Yeah.
Friend? Hello?
Yeah, so I want an American American pit bull mixed with a mastiff. Mastiffs are also amazing dogs.
All right. Well, moving on from animals, what are you guys excited for that's coming out? Yeah, I butchered that sentence. Let me restate that. What media are you guys excited for that is coming out? TV, like TV show, movie, game?
Subnautica 3. Actually making another one.
You mean 2?
Sub-Zero technically
doesn't
it
count
two.
As 2.
Sub-Zero is technically 2, actually.
It is, but it's not.
Right.
But they're making another one that has a multiplayer in it.
That's but stupid. Also, did you hear what happened? Was Subnautica 2?
Nope.
Other Worlds fired the original developers of Subnautica.
I'm not playing it.
I'm excited for Little Nightmares 3, Battlefield 6, Pokemon Legends, Z-A.
I'm kind of bored with Pokemon. It's like, guys, come on.
The new arc. I'm excited for there's a new Mortal Kombat coming out. Hold on.
There is?
Yeah, it's called Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection.
Oh, yeah, that's...
It's an upcoming video game collection developed by Digital Eclipse and published.
Yeah, it's the collection of all the original ones. Well, not all of the original, but a lot of the original ones. Like, from arcade games.
Black Ops 7's coming out.
Bro, They need to stop. They need to stop making cards.
With movies.
It's the same with Pokemon.
We need an original story.
Whoa, it's not the same as Pokemon because Pokemon can come up with new ideas. Black Ops just keeps using the same ideas over and over and over again. There's a difference.
I'll be so for real. COD is getting to the point of it's being Fortnite. It's starting to die out, in my opinion.
Oh, COD's been dying out for a while now, bro.
No, I mean, it's getting to Fortnite.
Fortnite dies out, and then they release something, and they come back alive.
COD needs to, for their zombies, it's all the same. They're almost all the same.
Yeah, because
it gets boring.
Because they don't have any new ideas. But
they need to bring back the guy that made Infinite Warfare.
They keep making new games to just get money, bro. That's all it is.
Zombies in Spaceland.
Oh.
They need to bring him back.
Pokemon's going to die out unless they actually start improving the graphics.
They are improving graphics. What are you talking about? The newest Pokemon game, the newer Pokemon games have had so many plays, plus all of these new people that are starting to collect Pokemon, it sucks for the people that, are trying to, but they can't because people just buy up all the Pokemon and resell them at a higher price than what they're sold at.
Yeah, they're called scalpers.
I know. But, no, Pokemon is definitely not dying out. We have new... My little brother is so into Pokemon. Guess how old he is.
So is mine.
He turns 4 on the 8th of October.
So is mine.
He loves Pokemon.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Pokemon's not dying out. I'm saying Pokemon games.
They're not dying out.
The games? I don't really like the games. I think just the cards are better.
Fun.
Card game is better.
I collect the cards.
Ever played the card game?
I have my deck at home.
Yeah, the card game is fire.
What do you know about Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yu-Gi-Oh's good. Especially the anime.
I haven't seen it.
You've never seen Yu-Gi-Oh?
You've never seen Yu-Gi-Oh?
I know the memes.
It's like a better... It's not
it
a better Pokemon.
It's just not on
It's just Pokemon on stuff.
And then we have a new Digimon series coming out, too.
Bro, I never got into Digimon. Digimon looked... It confused me.
It was the pre-Pokemon, bro. It was the thing before Pokemon.
No, Pokemon came out before.
Digimon, Pokemon, and all that other stuff is like the same thing back then with Fortnite, PUBG, and Apex. It's like... They all look the same.
What? Wait, yeah. No, I see.
Like, in a broad term. Like, if you're not closely looking at each individual game, if you're
they
just like, oh yeah, Digimon, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, you summon monsters to fight monsters, it's like...
Yeah. I see what you mean, though.
I mean,
I'm
Yu-Gi-Oh
saying, like,
is,
from a broad, like, not
from
really
a broad
looking
perspective,
at the game.
Even looking at it, Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon are not even close to the same thing.
But they have the same premises.
They have the same premises, but they're not even close.
That's what we're talking about.
That's
like,
what I mean.
Looking
the premises
from, like,
of
saying
the games.
You're going into those two and you don't know anything about them, they look the same.
Yeah, but that's also saying, like, Magic the Gathering is also the same as... It's just the same as Yu-Gi-Oh and
I can't
Pokemon.
Really say anything. I never played Magic the Gathering or anything like
I used
that.
To collect it.
It's basically fantasy Yu-Gi-Oh.
That's literally what Yu-Gi-Oh is. It's fantasy.
But it's, like, super fantasy Yu-Gi-Oh.
It's like
Yu-Gi-Oh is also
like six,
medieval
fantasy.
Time.
Yeah, no, Magic Gathering's fun. I had this card. I'm really mad I sold it, but I sold it a couple years back.
For how much?
I sold it for 60.
The pieces of Exodia?
But it's worth like $500 now. So I kind of missed out on that.
Kind of messed up on that one, bud.
Yeah. So. But I'm going to Pokepalooza in December, so I'm kind of excited for that. Real Breaking Nate will be there, so I will get to meet Real Breaking Nate since I have VIP passes. He's a YouTuber with a couple million subscribers.
What I'm excited for is
going home and sleeping.
Yeah, I need some sleep, bro. Working and doing school all at the same time.
I got to sleep in yesterday.
Gives me no time to sleep. I'm so tired.
I feel fine.
Then just sleep earlier. Go to sleep earlier or something.
No, because the longer I sleep, the more tired I am. Because my body just wants to sleep more if I sleep too long.
Yeah,
I think that's everyone.
And so I keep it to at least 3 to 4 hours of sleep. And that
that's
helps me get
unhealthy.
Through the day.
You need at least 5.
No, you need it. No, your body starts with... When you fall asleep, your body starts working on your body. So, like, it works on... Your muscles or your stuff like that works on your body. And then later in the sleep, it works on your brain. That's why you get dreams. That's why you can remember them.
Yeah,
sometime.
Deep REM sleep.
Yeah.
It helps if I have 3 to 4 hours of sleep.
At least 5. You should get 8.
It makes it so much easier to function if you have 3 to 4 hours of sleep. And I
yeah, that's because you're still awake at that point. Yeah. You didn't get enough sleep.
I got plenty of sleep.
That's why you feel so good when you get 1 to 5 hours of sleep, is because your body didn't fully go.
Actually, you can't even take 1 hour of sleep. So an actual sleep cycle is 90 minutes. And if you don't sleep that whole 90 minutes, then all that sleeping that you did, it's nothing. You did absolutely nothing for your body. So if
you did something, but you didn't do that much. What I'm saying
is that you're awake. You're asleep, but you're awake.
What I'm saying is if you do not sleep for that full 90 minutes, you have a chance of being more tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
We're agreeing with
you. That's what I'm saying. If you don't sleep more than 5 hours, you're not going to be fully asleep.
Yeah, but I sleep for 3 to 4 hours, which is way more than I actually need to.
Still unhealthy not to get.
It's okay. It keeps me awake.
Yes.
Take a nap, bro.
Dude, being a high schooler is hard.
You don't understand,
bro. You have so much stuff to do.
Okay, hang on. Do you do any sports?
Yeah, I do baseball.
Okay. What else do you do other than baseball?
Outside of school. Work.
Okay. You go to Avon, right?
No, I go to Plainfield.
My bad. You do this. Okay. See, now I do football. I'm a big help in my church, so I go like at least 3 times a week. And I'm doing perfectly fine. I also do a lot of yard work at my house.
How much water do you drink?
Yeah, that's annoying.
I drink so much water.
How much is a lot?
Like, I average, I can't even count. So I do maybe I drink at least half of a thing of a 24-pack of water. And then I also drink tap water.
A day?
Yeah.
That's not good. You're flushing your electrolytes. That you could just also need a be jug. Why you're tired.
You only need a jug of water.
No. You're supposed to do like 2 gallons a day.
No, it's one gallon.
No.
Same thing, bro.
No, it isn't.
No. Killian, no.
I've heard from personal trainers and coaches that...
Bro, water's just good. What else am I supposed to drink, bro?
If you drink too much, you're practically useless. Yeah, it's almost useless.
If you drink too much water, you get sick. I don't mean like cough sick. I mean, when you drink too much water, it puts so many electrolytes in your body that flushes it out, that it basically makes your body ill.
That's okay.
So that's why I only drink about 4 bottles of water.
That's
a day.
It. It should Dude, be. A you gallon. Don't get enough water.
It should be a gallon. It generally should.
It is actually a gallon. You're supposed to drink a gallon today.
I drink a bottle in the morning, a bottle at lunch, a bottle after school, and then a bottle at night.
Yeah, that's not good.
I can't really calculate how much water I drink because of practice. So.
Right, but we also do sports, so we're more active, so we need more water.
Yeah, I don't do sports.
Okay, with my sport being in, I don't know if yours is, but I don't think it is. Is
baseball?
It?
Baseball's pretty active.
No, is it in season?
Oh, I just finished actually. Like I literally just finished last Saturday.
So you're out of baseball?
Yeah, I just got out.
Okay. I'm still in. Personally, I think football is a more heavy sport than baseball. I've played both.
I just don't like football. Like, playing
it. That's understandable. It's a lot of work, though. Soccer? Soccer players, I don't understand. How? You're just running around.
Right. And you don't even... Like, most of the soccer players don't even get to touch the ball most of the time, bro. They're just literally running around the field.
I got it. Oh, I missed.
So. Like cross country too, like.
No, I used
that's
to play
just literally just run it.
No, so my friend gave me some Starbucks yesterday, and I finished my whole large venti cup in like 30 seconds.
Biggie.
Well,
my bad.
Did you have normal ice or low ice?
Oh, no ice.
What?
Full venti cup and no ice, and I finished in 30 seconds. When it comes to liquids, I can drink so much. Like, so my Circle water bottle, you guys have seen me with my Circle water bottle before. I fill that thing up maybe 20 times a day.
Not a sponsor.
I've seen you fill it up once.
Not here. The water here's nasty.
Yeah, that's because there's no, like, filter.
Filter, yeah.
We got new water fountains and stuff at Plainfield, and they have filters on them.
Whew. Okay, so. You guys ready for Halloween?
No. Yeah.
I'm thinking
I got a game on Halloween.
I'm thinking I'm going to a party, but I'm being Happy Gilmore for Halloween, so...
I'm going to... I got a game on Friday.
No, Happy Gilmore. Adam Sandler.
Oh, okay.
Nah. I can't even celebrate Halloween.
Are you going to bring the Golden Golf Club? Or was it a Gold Golf Club or a wood one?
It was gold. Wait, no. Yeah, it was gold. No,
okay.
I don't really know.
Y'all gonna go out for Halloween?
It was metal.
Lucky. Huh?
I'm not trick or treating.
I got a football game.
I'm going to a party, bro. Who trick or treats anymore? Trick or treating is so dangerous.
I trick or treat, bro.
Just carry something on you. I can't really say what you should carry on you.
No, I feel like.
But
in the last couple Bible, years, bro. since COVID, Halloween just hasn't been the same.
Well, there
hasn't
you gotta been make it people be interesting.
No, that's not what I mean. That's
just follow
I mean.
The four
that
rules.
That is just not what I mean. Hold on, guys, listen. I mean, like
you don't know the COVID, four rules. Okay, hold on.
Since COVID, Halloween just hasn't been as active. Like you haven't seen as many people out there trick or treating as there used to be before post COVID. I meant before pre COVID.
Yeah, because I don't know, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, what were you talking about?
So, there's the four rules of Halloween. I'm a little rusty. Okay. It's always offer something.
Don't forget about your jack-o'-lanterns.
Offer something. Don't blow out jack-o'-lanterns until after 12. So, until November. Don't blow them out till it's November. Check your candy. And just have fun.
Always wear a costume. Always hand out candy. Never blow out jack-o'-lanterns before midnight. And always respect the dead.
Yep.
Those are the four rules. And those rules come from the movie Halloween, if anybody has ever seen it.
I'll say this. You're saying Halloween isn't the same anymore?
It's really not.
You gotta make it feel special.
No.
I'll be so free.
It's also from the movie Trick or Treat.
Yeah. No.
That's what I meant. Trick or Treat, not Halloween.
You have to make Halloween special. Like my freshman year, it was so fun. I was with like my whole friend group. Blast! I had a blast.
I couldn't remember last year, my freshman year.
It was all right because I had two of my friends with me. It wasn't super fun. This year, I can't even do it because I have football. But saying it's not that fun anymore is also can be your own fault because you got to make it something special.
It's just fun. Like everybody, I feel like everybody just leaves too early. Like I was out last year. I was out last year and everybody was like, because
it was on a school night.
All the kids were done at 8.
It was on a school night.
Me and my buddy were out till nearly 11 and we were like the only ones still even walking around at that point.
It's because it was a school night.
So, it's Halloween. You're supposed to enjoy the night.
Yeah, you...
Okay, this Halloween, I swear, there's going to be so many people. Because it's on a Friday night.
It's also on fall break this year for Ben Davis. Ben Davis will actually be on fall break for Halloween, which is...
Lucky. I have my fall break next week.
My fall break's also next week.
Heck yeah.
But Ben Davis got 2 weeks of fall break, which is like, what?
Lucky.
But we only align... Does Ben Davis start 2 weeks from now?
Yeah. What?
So Ben Davis starts there probably 2 weeks.
I got 3 weeks of half days, so I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, I do too. I have 3 weeks of half days.
So do I.
Amazing. Oh, heck because that means I get more hours at work.
That means I get to sleep in.
Yeah. You're sleeping in, bro. It's time to work. Gotta put in the hours, bro.
Oh, my collar's blue, but my neck is red.
Living off energy drinks and marble reds. I swear this gas station food.
I gotta stand up. I'm getting too hot. Sitting down.
Everybody stand up.
I'm good, bro.
Raise your hands to the I almost said floor.
I have to
raise
stand to all the day roof. At work, bro. I think I can stand. Okay. I gotta start.
What'd you say?
I said he works at Taco Bell.
If I go on the work today, I start lying. So I get to make food today, which is kind of exciting.
I was never good at making food. I worked at a pizza shop. I messed up so many orders.
I'm currently looking into the lobby of our radio station.
I think you would be.
Job? Huh?
Do you have a job now?
Nope.
Why?
Because I'm waiting till college.
Well,
you need money though.
I'm looking to start working.
I got
soon.
Money.
After football season, how I'm much? Getting a job and working every day.
You don't know how much money you have?
I'm not gonna disclose it.
Oh yeah,
yeah
fair.
We can't. Nah, after football, I'm getting a job immediately.
You don't have a job either?
No, because football takes up a lot of time.
Oh.
But, like, the main reason...
I usually go home at, like, 7.
The main reason I don't have a job is because I live in a town that does not have jobs.
Yeah, me neither.
There's Subway.
Work there.
Don't work at Subway.
McDonald's.
Okay. Yeah, work at McDonald's.
Which are both connected to Love's. which is a...
Oh, okay, I know.
And then it's a gas station, right?
Yeah, there's a cafe.
I know exactly where you live, actually.
We don't have to disclose. We do not disclose. With
yeah.
I'm not.
And then there's I forget what it's called. It's like a department store or whatever.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I live in a town that's like a little bit over 1,000 people. Maybe 2,000.
So oh, yeah, that one. I remembered people. Where you went to school
it's
and then remembered.
Really not.
It took me a second because I had to remember where you go to school.
Yeah, I live in the freaking...
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I live in the boonies.
I could walk to a Dollar General. It's where I live.
Yeah, I could too.
I used to be able to walk to where my old house. I used to just be able to walk to a gas station and a Dollar General.
I could literally walk to school if our town would be big enough to build some actual sidewalks.
Then just walk on the road.
No. What?
No.
Why?
Our town's connected to a main road, which is connected to the highway.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's connected to the highway.
And also, people really don't like to respect the speed limit in our town.
I don't.
What?
I don't like the speed limit.
Hey, you shouldn't be saying that on live air.
Oh, yeah. I love the speed limit. Speed limit. You guys, everybody needs to follow
the speed
limit. Abide
by the law. If you're driving, look at your speed.
Whatever it's called. Don't take your eyes off the road. Just know.
If you're driving, you got to look down.
If you guys are driving right now, make sure that you're not going over the speed limit right now.
Look at your speed, or whatever it's called.
But it's okay to go over the speed limit. Like, you can go 5 over. That's an okay margin to go over the speed limit.
Personally, I don't go over... Unless there's nobody around me.
Five is about where everybody
stands. No, like, if there's people around me, I'd go the exact speed limit.
I follow speed, so I just follow how fast they're going.
I'm one of those people that go under the speed limit.
It's okay if you're on the highway.
Right.
You can go
on the highway.
Like, if you're surrounded by cars and stuff that are going faster or slower than you, like, faster or slower than the speed limit, you have to... follow their speed so you don't crash.
My mom hates how I drive.
That's the one time that speed limits can't apply is when you're in danger.
My mom really does not like the way I drive. So
people, stick to the speed limit.
Like, I go the speed limit, but I get there too fast. So she's like, slow down. I'm like, I'm just going the speed limit. What do you want me to do?
I can't say that we're on air, so never mind.
Why are you doing the Macarena?
Hey, Macarena. Hey, Macarena.
Hey, Macarena is when you're down here and then go.
You know that song's about
we don't need to talk about what it's about.
Yeah,
it's about a girl.
We're not talking about what it's about.
We don't need to talk about it.
We don't talk about Macarena.
We got this many minutes left.
We have less than that many minutes left.
No, we
actually
don't.
We have this many minutes left.
That's an inside joke for you guys wouldn't understand. talk about Macarena. It's an inside joke.
Oh, okay. So, I mean,
you guys want to talk about one more thing before we got to go?
Well, you have a mod.
Superhero time.
Okay. The best superhero of all time is The Flash.
This guy.
Which one?
The Flash, like Barry Allen.
Okay. I was like, Jay Garrick, Wally West.
Well, Wally West is the fastest.
Doesn't mean he's the best.
Because Wally West can run faster than teleportation. So.
Barry can run faster than light, can he?
Yeah, but that's not as fast as teleportation. Wally West is the fastest speedster ever to live.
Yeah. Personally,
this is no comment on it. Hang on.
Brother's still doing the Macarena. Me and Killian are just watching this.
Oh, don't you dare start recording
it. Stinky leg. No, he's looking up something on his phone. We got a few minutes before we.
Wally
West
can run as fast as infinity.
Right, that doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense, but also
he's
doesn't make sense.
It makes overpowered.
Absolutely no sense.
So, in the comic books, he can run as fast as infinity. That's how fast Wally West
is. That's the comics.
Yeah, but the comics is the real. That's canon. Comics are canon.
Come, let's never get up again.
But yeah.
So. La 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 la.
Noah, we can just.
Okay. Well, excuse me, guys. Well, I think that's good for today. I hope you guys have a great day. You've been listening to Just Yappin' on Indy's WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. We hope you guys have a great Tuesday, and we'll see you later.
Bye, y'all.